Be'ezus Hashem, the Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah of Pru Revu Shir Beis. The Shail of Tumtum and Androgynous. We know that we paskin like Beis Hillel that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Al Yedei a Ben and a Bas. And it has to be a Ben and a Bas that are able to be Moilid Viter. If the Ben is a Sris or the Bas is an Islandess, you're not Yoitza. Because the Kiyum HaMitzvah is a Ben and a Bas, a Zohar and an Akeva, in a oifen that they could be moiled weiter. So the Shaila is, first of all, the Gabi Tumtum. Tumtum is a Sufik. We don't know if it's a Zohar or an Akeva. We don't know. So the Minchas Chinuch brings an interesting idea. The Rambam Shita is that Sufik Doiraisa Lakula. Now, if Sufik Doiraisa Lakula, Midoiraisa, is lakula midrabbana. They said you should be machmer, but midoiraisa sofik doiraisa is lakula. So if a person gives birth to a ben and a tumtum, or a bas and a tumtum, there's a sofik. It's possible that Itaka has a ben and a bas. If he has, let's say, a ben and a tumtum, if the tumtum is a bas, he has a ben and a bas. Sofik lakula. Of course, there's a shayla in the Achroinim that it could be that the whole idea of the Rambam of sofik doiraisa midoiraisa lakula is only lagabi isurim. Not like a yakim of a mitzvah's essay. It's a machloikis prima godim and the marit al gazi. Whether on a mitzvah's essay, the Rambam would also say sofik lakula. But al kolponim, on such a tzad, it would be possible that if a person, let's say, has a ben and a tumtum, he can be toila that misofik, maybe the tumtum is a bas, and itaka has a ben and a bas. Zokta min chaschinich, that's not true. Because like we said, the ben and the bas have to be able to be moiled. And a tumtum, besides the idea that it's a sofik, it's a ben or a bas, the tumtum can't be moiled. Since the tumtum can't be moiled, avada yinat yoitza. But behelem that idea, it would have been possible to say that maybe you could say misofik. But that's only if you hold like the Rambam, that sofik deraisa lakula. But I found an interesting idea that could be a case. There's one man, the Omer and the Yerushalmi, Rav Bun, we're going to see more about this later on. But Rav Bun holds that the Kiyum HaMitzvah, it either is a ben or a bas, or it could also be two bonim. But it can't be two bonis. Two bonis yinat yoitza. Either ben ubas or ben uben. So the shaila would be, first of all, if someone has a ben and a tumtum, so then avada, he's yoitza mamonavshach. Besides the idea that a tumtum can't give birth, but without that knech, a ben and a tumtum, like Rav Bun, for sure you yoitza mamonavshach, whatever the tumtum is. But I was mesupik, let's say you have a bas and a tumtum, then it's not so poshut, because maybe the tumtum is also a bas, and bas, you're not yoitza like Rav Bun. But say that would be totally again in the sofik of lakul of the Rambam. But I have a case of sveik sveika. If a person gave birth to two tumtums, according to Rav Bun, then remember, according to Rav Bun, ben ubas is yoitza, ben uben is also yoitza. The only thing you're not yoitza is bas ubas. You have a sveik sveika that it's not bas ubas. Each tumtum is a separate sofik. The chances of the both tumtums being bas is already a sveik sveika. Maybe sveik sveika you would be able to be mekel. Now again, this is all not negeya, because the tumtum can't be moiled, and there's another nakuda that you need the tumtum to be able to be moiled. That's the chelik of tumtum. The next oyster in Cheschinuch talks about androgynous. Androgynous is not a suffix. Androgynous has both tchunis. He has simonim of a zohar and of an akeva. And of course, like the Minchas Chinuch's Lashon itself, if he would go ba'arichas into the nyonim of androgynous, it would be yavar v'yachloif moli roichav yama talmud. Over a little bit, the nakudas that he brings down over here, first of all, there's a shayla in androgynous, whether it has a din of a zohar or an akeva. And a lot of rishonim hold that the status of an androgynous is that it's a suffik. It's a suffik be'etzim, meaning all androgynouses have that same status, and that status, gufa is, it's a suffik. But he brings that there are other Rishonim that hold that know that an androgynous has a din of a zohar vadai. Now, very interesting, the Minchas Chinuch brings that besides the issue whether an androgynous has a din of a zohar or a din of a suffik, there's a separate shail in the Rishonim in Mitzias whether an androgynous could be moiled. And interesting, there's a tzad in the Rishonim that he bechlal can't be moiled. And then there's a tzad in the Rishonim that he could. But for sure, the tzad that an androgynous could be moiled is like a zohar. He can't become pregnant. He could make an isha pregnant. Lekulei alma, there's a tzad that an androgynous is a suffix and it might be an akeva. But his function is the function of a zohar. Klar is the Minchas Chinuch, a shayla. Let's say a person has a ben and an androgynous. So he starts clearing. You have a ben and an androgynous. There's a tzad that the androgynous is a bas. And like the Rambam Moshul, Sofik Lakula. And you have a ben and a bas. You have a ben vadai. And you have the androgynous that maybe is a bas. But then he says, Abavos Heis, we already said that avada, you're not Mekayim unless it could be moiled. So he says, no, this androgynous could be moiled. He could be moiled like a male, like a zohar. Are you yoitza? If you have a ben and maybe a bas, and both could be active in the inyan of Pru Revu, but the bas, this androgynous, who you want to be Mekayim, your chelek habas of the inyan, could be moiled like a zohar. That's a sofik in the Menches Chinuch. Whether you have to have that the bas is able to become pregnant, that she's able to be shayich to the inyan of Pru Revu, like in a keva, or no, the maisa, you have a ben, you have this androgynous who maybe is a bas, and both of them do have epis, a function of an inyan of Pru Revu. That's a sofik in the Menches Chinuch. Menches Chinuch goes weiter that there's another shita. The shita's harayved in Hilchis Shofar, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Ravid's shita in androgynous is that it's a chetzi zocher, chetzi nekeva. A new status, a fascinating idea, that an androgynous is a chetzi zocher, chetzi nekeva. Of course, if it could give birth at all, it's only as a zocher, if at all. It's not klar in the Ravid if it bechlal could be shayich to giving birth. But its status, his dinim, is chetzi zocher, chetzi nekeva. So the Menches Chinuch speaks out, maybe bechlal, if a person gives birth to one androgynous, he should be yoitza. He has the chaban and he has the chabas. But that's a vadanat, because it's only chetzi. But what if he has two androgynouses? And also, like the Ravid, you can clear, what if he has a ben and an androgynous? So he has a ben, and he also has a chetzi bas. So he starts clearing in the Ravid the gedorim of chetzi chetzi. The last shita that the Menches Chinuch brings in androgynous is that there's a shita that it's a bria bifnei atzmoi. Tosis and Yevamos bring such a tzad and he's doiche it, but the emes is the Ramban and the Meret Al-Ghazi bring such a tzad that it's a bria bifnei atzmoi. Bria bifnei atzmoi means it's not a male and it's not a female. It's something else. It's androgynous. So he says, l'gabi that, it could be that even in that shita, the androgynous could be moiled as a zohar. Aber soif kol soif, since he doesn't have the status, not of a zohar, not of an akeva, it's posha that it's not a kiyum of Peru Revu by androgynous. And as again, as the Menches Chinuch says, if he would be Mayrich bin Yoni androgynous, Yavru v'yachloifu moli roichav yama talmud. The next topic is mamzer, or ischess in the Menches Chinuch. You're yoitza the mitzvah of Peru Revu, even if the son is a mamzer. Now, how do you have a son who's a mamzer? So, on one hand, it's possible to give birth to a mamzer without having done an aveira. A ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, it's mutter, and the child is going to be a mamzer. And he did it, he l'chayra was makayim the mitzvah peruvu, he has a heter, a ger is mutter b'mamzeres, and the child is a mamzer, and he's makayim peruvu. But how do we know there are many oifanim how a person can give birth to a mamzer, but it was dorchan aveira. A regular Yisrael, who's baal a mamzeres, it's a chayvi lavin. And the child will be a mamzer because the mother is a mamzer. Also, anyone that's baal achai dekrisis, baal achoisoy, aleishis ish, any one of the arayis, the child is a mamzer. Two different oifan. One is because it was a Yisrael that was baal a mamzeres, and it's only a chai vilavin. Chai vilavin, the etzim doesn't shaf mamzeres. But if one of the two parents is a mamzer, so it's vodek moisa. Or you could have dorchan aveira, even a more chomerdik aveira of chai dekrisis. Now, it's a big machlokes rishonim, but a lot of rishonim learn up in the sugi in Yevom Estaf Chav Beis that if your ben is a mamzer, benoy hu l'chol dover, the Gemara says that it's considered benoy, it's miyaches acharov, it's not like from a goy, it's miyaches acharov, hu adin that l'gabi yibum, that the brother, if he died and left over only a son who's a mamzer, there will not be yibum because it's considered that he did leave over a son, and hu adin, a lot of the rishonim say, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Peru Revu, and it's considered benoy. And if a person has a ben and a bas that are mamzerim, he's yoitza the mitzvah of Peru Revu, even though the child is a mamzer. The Menches Chinuch b'emes at the end of the shtickle, stamazoy is matmiya. How could it be that you're makayim the mitzvah of Peru Revu al yidei that you're going to be being mar b'mamzerim b'Yisrael? Hari, this mamzer, how is he going to be able to vayter to be mamshach having children? Because he's going to vayter to marry a mamzeres and be mar b'mamzerim b'Yisrael. He says that it's a hargosha dikakasha, it's a tmiya. That it should be considered a kiyum of Peru Revu al yidei mamzeres. That's a kasha he asks at the end. But the central kasha, the nekudim rakozes, which is a big sugya, the Menches Chinuch tells the kasha, other achrayim talk about it also, that l'chayr we have a problem over here of mitzvah b'avera. We know that the Gemara says there's a klal, lulav hagozel, matzah gezula, you're not yoitza, even though you did the mitzvah, but since it was durch the avera of gezel, mitzvah b'avera. And most Rishonim learned that mitzvah b'avera, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, midoiraisa, totally, you're not yoitza the mitzvah. There are Rishonim, Tosfos and Sukkah, that brings it sad that the whole din of mitzvah b'avera is only a midrabbanan. Meaning midoiraisa b'emesu yoitza, it's only a midrabbanan that you're not yoitza. But most Rishonim learned that mitzvah b'avera, and that's the pashtus of the sugya in Sukkah daf lamed, that mitzvah b'avera is be'etzema, as a klal, that it's not a kiyama mitzvah. It's not grada, you did an avera, grada, you did a mitzvah. No, a mitzvah b'avera is bechlal, not a kiyama mitzvah. So frektim and cheschinuch, how could it be that a person is makayim the mitzvah of peru revu, al yedei that he was moilid a mamzer? Hari, how is he moilid the mamzer? Durch the avera of being ba'al a mamzeres, which is a chayvi lavin, or worse, he was born on a erva, on a chayvi krisus. So how could it be that he's yoitza? It's a mitzvah b'avera. As I cleared and shtels the Minchas Chinuch Akasha. Now the teretz of the Minchas Chinuch is based on a few nekudas. The erste nekuda is the Minchas Chinuch shtels avek his famous yesoid, which is the yesoid we're going to be using behemshech keseder in the mitzvah of Peru Revu. It's a major chakira, and the Minchas Chinuch is a tzad mechudish in this chakira, other rachanim learn differently, but this is the first step in shteling avek the Minchas Chinuch's shita in Peru Revu. The Minchas Chinuch's shita is that the mitzvah of Peru Revu is having the child. The bia is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechatimtza. The mitzvah is the leidas habonim. Now that's not up to you, and eventually you can't even be with twins, right? You have to have a ben and a bas. But that's your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is to have a ben and a bas. The bia and the getting married and the whole process is hechsher mitzvah. It's not the maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah is the kiyum of having the bonim. That's a big yesoid. Other rachmanim argue, but we're going to start with the minchas chinuch's shita here. That the mitzvah is having the bonim. The bia is only a hechsher mitzvah. This yesoid the minchas chinuch uses for other questions, as we'll see. But we're holding now on the mamzer kasha. That l'chayra, how you yoitza by mamzer, it's doch a mitzvah abo ba'aveira. Zog the minchas chinuch, the mitzvah is having the kids. The bia is only a hechsher mitzvah. Kum techois, when you have the kid, you're not doing an aveira. A person was born a mamzer, so born a chayvi krisis. 9 months later, he has a child. The Aveira he did 9 months ago. And he wasn't doing a mitzvah then. The mitzvah is when his kid is getting born. At that moment, he's not doing an Aveira. The pashtus the Minchas Chinuch means the din of mitzvah bab Aveira is only if it's b'oisei rega that you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing the Aveira. L'moshel, lulav hagozel, matzah gezula. The truth is you stole it a few hours ago or days ago. Aber gezel kol rega v'rega is an Aveira. You have a keseder de kechiyah from v'heishav es ha-gzela, and until you return at keseder kol rega v'rega, you're being over the Aveira of gezel. So then, it's a mitzvah abab Aveira, because that's at the same time. But if Aveira was done before the time of the mitzvah, that's not a problem. He brings a mushel. Matzah gezula is a mitzvah abab Aveira. But let's say you took a matzah, and it was Shabbos, and you carried the matzah in Rosh Hashanah. A few minutes later, after you carried it in Rosh Hashanah, you ate it and you did the mitzvah of matzah. It's not going to be mitzvah bab Aveira. Because at the moment when you're eating the matzah, the Aveira of Rosh Chil Shabbos was already done. Again, according to the Minchas Chinuch, the Nakuda is mitzvah bab Aveira is only when it's at the same time. So we just said a vort from the Minchas Chinuch based on two major hanochas. And we're going to shtel on both of them, so I want to explain. The erste hanocha is, he's machadish, that the kiyum of Peru Revu is the latest habonim, and the bia is only a hechsher mitzvah. The second yesoid, and that's what I want to delve into more now, is that mitzvah baba veira is only when it's at the same rega, that you're doing the mitzvah, it's still the aveira. The gezel is happening then. But over here, it's not at the same time. The aveira was done before. Now the truth is, if you ma'ayin, a lot of the achroinim, they talk about this topic, but they say a different vort. An edel and a kuda, but you have to clarify this. The Minchas Chinuch stresses that it's not at the same time. But other Achrayim say a different vort. Mitzvah abob aveira is only when the mitzvah needed the aveira. You stole a lulav, you stole a matzah. Had you not stolen it, you wouldn't have had the matzah, you wouldn't have had the lulav. That's an aveira that needed the mitzvah. As opposed to the mushal and the mushal of carrying Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashayachid, you grabbed the stamas they carried from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashayachid, and then you ate the matzah. You didn't need the carrying, unless you make a nukimta, he couldn't have gotten to the other side. Pashtus, it's an akuda because it wasn't nitzrach for the aveira. Now then we have a problem. Because l'chora then the kasha of mamzer is still shver. Because to have the child from this woman, of course, you could have had a child from someone else. Okay, you could have had a different matzah also. But having the child durch this mamzer, so durch this erva, was nitzrach for the mitzvah. L'chora it should be considered mitzvah b'avera. And if you look b'emes when the achrayim handle this, we have two other dugmois where they talk about this idea. The first one is that the Shara Melech, which the Minchas Chinuch himself brings. There's a din, a hadas can't have anovim merubin may olav. If there's more grapes than the olim, the hadas is possible. So the Eitzah is before Yontif to take off the grapes. The Ein, oisim can be Yontif. You can't take off the grapes on Yontif. Why? The hadas is already detached from the tree. Which melacha are you doing when you take off the grapes? Teretz is gufa that you're creating, that it's a kosher ahadis, it's tikkun mona, and that's a malach, so you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. So it says, but b'diyevet, if you did it on Yontif, you now have a good hadas, you could be yitz in a mitzvah. Fredin d'achroinim, the Shara Melech, Rabbi Kiveger, it's mitzvah boba veira. It's now Yontif morning, you want to shuckle this dalad minim with this hadas, which a few minutes ago you were over the aveira of taking off the anovim. Here, mitzvah the rule that it's not at the same time, it's not at the same time. The aveira you did a few minutes ago. The mitzvah you want to do now after the grapes are already off. But if it's a word of nitzrach, the mitzvah needs that aveira. Had you not taken off those grapes, you wouldn't have been able to do the mitzvah. The hadas would have been possible. Here, the emes, there's a pilpul. There's a circle. A classic circle. There's nothing wrong with stamaze pulling off grapes off a hadas. The reason why it was usher is because it was tikkun mona, because you're creating a kosher hadas. But if you're going to tell me that you're not going to be yoitza with this hadas, because it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira, so you didn't do a tikkun mona, this hadas is worthless. If it's worthless, so you didn't do tikkun mona, so you didn't do an aveira. Oy b'zoy, the hadas is kosher. If the hadas is kosher, then you did do tikkun mona. And we can continue onwards and onwards. This is a galgal hachoizer lagabe the hadas case. But there's one more case, which also the Minchas Chinuch brings, and it's unclear because he quotes it differently than the Achronim bring it. There's a famous Yerushalmi in Shabbos Perek Yud Gimel. The Mishnah over there says Kirei Al Meisoy. And the Yerushalmi wants to know, what if a person did Kriya Al Meisoy on Shabbos? You're not supposed to do Kriya Al Meisoy on Shabbos. And if you do it on Shabbos, you did a Melacha. Because even though Kriya is Mekalkel, but if you're doing it for the Matara of the Mitzvah of Kriya, so it's Mesaken. And you did Kriya Al Meisoy on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to. But the Yerushalmi says, but you yoitza the Mitzvah of Kriya. HaKirei Al Meisoy on Shabbos, you yoitza the Mitzvah of Kriya. Frek the Yerushalmi, but it's mitzvah baba vera. It should be like a matzah gezula. What's the difference? It's mitzvah baba vera. And here, this one line in the Yerushalmi is the secret premise of the whole sugya. The Yerushalmi answers no. Tamon gufa avera, biram hocha hu over avera. And the Yerushalmi adds, it's like a case if you carried a matzah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Avad, it's not a problem. And al ze gufa anudonim. What does the Yerushalmi mean? Is the Yerushalmi saying the Nakuda because it wasn't at the same time? Very not clear. By Kriya, it was at the same time. As you're doing the Kriya, is the Chilul Shabbos. Does he mean because the Avera wasn't Nitzrach for the Mitzvah? It's Mashma the Achroinim over there. It's a different word that it doesn't become a Cheftza of Avera. A Matzah Gezula becomes a Cheftza of Avera. The Beged that you're doing Kriya with doesn't become a Cheftza of Avera. Who had a matzah that you grabbed carried in Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah doesn't become a cheftza of Avera. A matzah gezula is a cheftza of mitzvah bo ba'aveira. You have to know now, lagabi mamzer. You did the Averas 9 months ago. Now you had the Vlad. The Vlad is a cheftza of an Avera? It's not a cheftza of an Avera. After that, gufa could be the teretz, lagabi the shayla of whether it's considered mitzvah bo ba'aveira. B'chol eifin, that's the Minchas Chinuch here in Ois Ches, that you makayim the mitzvah of Pru Revu al yidei of Vlad Mamzer, loy mi boy if it was a Mamzer beheter, even if it was a Mamzer beoifen of an Avera, and we handle the various aspects of whether it applies mitzvah baba Avera. Aber getting back to the first Hanukkah that the Minchas Chinuch said, whatever the Nusach is, it's not Be'idno or the Avera didn't need them, the mitzvah didn't need the Avera, the Iker Nakuda is that the Minchas Chinuch stressed, and tis shita l'shitasi behemshich, that the kiyum of Pru Revu is the Leidas Habonim. The Bia is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. Moving along, we know that your Yoitza in the Mitzvah of Puravu when you have a Ben and a Bas. Now, if the Ben and the Bas died, so then you're not Yoitza anymore. But if the Ben and the Bas left over grandchildren, then you are Yoitza. But it's a little confusion. Lamosh, you had a Ben and a Bas. If the Ben died without any children, and the Bas died also, but left over a Ben and a Bas, You have a girl and a boy einikol, it's still no good. Because you have nothing left over from the ben one. You have to have a she'erus, sai from the ben and sai from the bas. The shaila is, it's machlekes Rambam and Tosis. Let's say your original ben and bas both died. And you have einikol from both, but both a boy einikol. Your ben left you over a ben, and your bas also left you over a ben. Tosis says it's soif kol soif good. Even though the kiyum of pruva really is ben and bas, the pshat is you're being mekayimit from your original ben and bas. It's your ben and bas who both left over hemshich doiris. Granted, they both left over a ben. Or no, do you need a ben and a bas at the end of the day? Lamaisa, I never got this clear. Nobody, eventually, hundreds of years later, after a person dies, and it's hundreds of years later, his children died and his grandchildren died, he be'etzim his kiyum ha-mitzvah is keseder being mamshich because lamaisa is a hemshich doiris. Or the kiveya is totally at the moment of your death, when you die and you left over children. What if Rachmana Litzlan, there's a holocaust, and a mishpacha totally is wiped out, cousins and second cousins and third cousins. There could be a matziv, and it's Pashat Azoy, that you could have someone who's had many, many generations of Enikolach and everyone, they were all killed out in the holocaust, Lemafreya now, hundreds of years earlier, so now he's not yotze his mitzvah, he has no she'erus left in the world, there's no yotze chalotz of walking around in the world anymore. For hundreds of years there were. Right, in the Elif Haravi, in the times of the Rishonim, this person gave birth to a Ben and a Bas, and that Ben and a Bas had dozens of children, weiter and weiter and weiter. But everyone was killed out. Suddenly now he's not Yoitza, or again, the Kaveya of the mitzvah is totally at the moment of your death. Kemoiken, the same thing, a person's 105 years old. All of his children already were Nifter. All of his grandchildren were already Nifter. But he still has Ur Einiklich in the world. When he's Nifter, that's what's Kaveya, that he has the Hemshech HaDoiris. It's an Akudala Ma'ayin. The Menches Chinuch brings the Hemshech. If a Yid has a child from a goita, then avada he's not yoitza. Children that you have from a goita are bechalal not miyachas after you, and avad it's not a kiyum of pruravu. But a goy who has children from a goita, and then he's megayer, that's a big sugya in Yevamos and Machlokes Amiroyim. If you have children big eyusay and then you're megayer, maybe you're mekayim the mitzvah of pruravu. Again, I want to clarify this. A yid that has children from a goita, avad is not yoitza. Who adin? We could add. A goy that has children from a yidene, and then he's megayer. Certainly he's not yoitza. Because when he had those children from the yidene, they're considered Jewish kids and have nothing to do with him. But when a goy has children from a goita, big yusoy, then he's megayer. It's a shaila, a machlokes amiroyim. That maybe he's mekayim the mitzvah with the children that he had bigay yusoy. The children he had bigay yusoy itself could be a kiyum of his mitzvah. Fascinating idea that the Rambam brings this shita that yitaka yoitza, a goy that's megayer, doesn't have to be mekayim pru revu if he already has a ben and a bas that he had given birth to from a goy bigay yusoy. But only is up the Rambam, only if those children also are megayer. Interesting, when they're megayer, they're not related to him. Geres kekotin shenoyladami. His geiris has nothing to do with that. Oh, but hagufa, the kiyum of puravu for a goy on the children that he had bigay yusoy requires that those children also were megayer. I was mesupik. What if those children weren't megayer, but his grandchildren were megayer? Is the connects that the Rambam requires that there has to also be geiris here on the children? Is it also sufficing that maybe if the einiklich were megayer, even if the children weren't, it's an akuda lema'ayin. Now, Be'emes, the next ois is where the Minchas Chinuch stels avek his main yesoid. So we'll stel avek the basic idea of it, which we already mentioned. The Minchas Chinuch brings a bombakasha. It's mevur that if a person had children bigay yusoy, and then he's megayer, and according to most Rishonim, even if the children aren't megayer, he was mekayim peru revu. Frek the Turei Evan, the Minchas Chinuch brings the kasha from the Turei Evan. This ger doesn't have to get married now. He doesn't have to have children. He was already Yoitza Peru Revu. How could it be he was Yoitza Peru Revu? By the time when he created those children, he was a goy. He wasn't a Bar Chiyuva. He brings the Gemara that if a person ate matzah when he was Neshtate, a person was in a status of Shoita and he ate matzah. Afterwards, later on, the same night, Leila Seder, he suddenly became Pikeach. Avada, he's Mechuyev to eat matzah. Why can't he say, Vosheist, an hour ago I ate matzah while I was a Shoita? Teretz says, since when you were a shoita, you weren't a bar chiyuva, what you did as a shoita can't be a kim for what you need, if it's the Leila Seder, as a pikech, and you're mechoyev again to eat matzah. So how could the children that you created, be geyusay, be considered a kim? So here's where the Minchas Chinuch stells avek his big yesoid, which we mentioned already. The Minchas Chinuch says that the mitzvah of Pru Revu is not the Maisa Bia. It's not a Maisa mitzvah. If it would be a Maisa mitzvah, then you look at this goy who was Megayer, and you ask him, you don't have to have kids, you don't have to do the mitzvah of Pru Revu. When did you do the mitzvah of Pru Revu? He says, Vos heist, I did it. I did the mitzvah 4 years when I was a goy. Vos heist, a goy can't do a mitzvah. The kiyum, what the goy did, can't be a kiyum, what he has. The mitzvah is having the children. The ma'isabi and all that is just a hechatimtza. So this ger says, I have a kiyum, I have goyish kids. Like the Rambam, they were also Megayer, or grad. Without, like most of Shem, you don't need that even. He has a kiyum of those kids. But oisay nida. A person had bonim. You're not making the mitzvah. You have to rehab new kids if he's able to. A person had bonim. He gave birth to a ben and the bas, and the ben and the bas died. He's not the yotze. Why? He did the mitzvah already. He did the mitzvah. Teretz says the mitzvah is the kiyum of having a ben and a bas in this world. For the same reason we spoke before, the Minchas Chinuch said by mamzer. Why is it not a problem of mitzvah habah b'aveira by mamzer? Zok the Minchas Chinuch, because the Aveira you did then, but the Kiyama mitzvah is that you know, Maisa have children. Who are then, if a person gave birth to children when he was a Cherush or a Shoita, meaning he did the Bia as a Cherush for Shoita, maybe you could even add that 9 months later when they were born, he was also still a Cherush for Shoita. Then he was now in this Pakeach, and he has to do all the mitzvahs. So he says, no, Peruvu, I don't have to do. I have children. The mitzvah is the having the children. The Maisa Bia is just the Hechsher mitzvah. Again, the four nakudas that we brought out from the Minchas Chinuch, how he explains based on this yesoid, hayu loy bonim umesu, you're not yoitza, because you don't have your kiyum of bonim. Hayu loy bonim begeyusoy, you didn't do a maisa mitzvah then, but the maisa you have a kiyum of the mitzvah. You created bonim aydei and aveira and their mamzerim, but the maisa you have bonim. You created bonim when you were a shoita, right? You ate matzah when you were a shoita, you're not yoitza, but here you have the mitzvah. That's the big cloud of the Minchas Chinuch. Kiyadua, we'll say it b'ksara, but Kiyadua, a lot of Achrenim argue, and they have a different gedder. There's many different nuschos. We'll go with one ikar nusach that's fundamentally not like the Minchas Chinuch, that the mitzvah of Pru Revu is taka his askus with the Maisa Bia. Getting married in the Maisa Bia, that's this askus. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. The Bonim is a Ptur. The Bonim is a Ptur, meaning a person has to Keseda be Oisik in Pru Revu. Keseda, that's the mitzvah, it's Mutlanu. How many times you have to do it? Keseda. You Keseda have to do it. Ad, you have a ptur when it's hoyolid bonim. If the bonim are mesu, your ptur was paka. If you have bonim bigay yusoy, that also serves as a ptur. Ben mamzer also serves as a ptur. Abil oilam, the mitzvah is taka the maisa bia, and the hoyolid bonim that are chayim in this world is a ptur on the mitzvah. It's a whole different sugang. Different than the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch himself is ma'oyr. That there's a tois, not like him, tois in common places. Tois in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Gimel, in Pesachim Samaches, in Gittin Lamed Zayin, in Chagiga Daf Beis. There's the famous sugya of the Chetzi Eved and the Chetzi Ben Choyrin. That the Chetzi Eved, Chetzi Ben Choyrin, the Gemara says that Chazal Masakan, that you have to be Meshachar him. You have to be Meshachar him because there's no one that he's able to marry. Lisa Bas Choyrin ain't a yochel, Lisa Shifcha ain't a yochel, Livatel, Halo Loi Nivra Hoylam El Lepiravirivya, Shnemer Loi Soyu Barola Shevas Yitzorah. They were mesak and they have to be meshacharim. It's a big sugya. We'll have to see about it still behemshich. One of the main akudas there, the toisis, the rishonim will ask, why is this eved have no eitzah? This chetzi eved have no eitzah? Let him marry a baschoyim. And he'll use the concept of esay doicha loisase. He has doch an esay of pru revu. Let the esay of pru revu be doicha the loisase. And toisis has various terutzim. Each one of them behemis is a noisay, which we'll have to go into. Aber toisis over there, when he says one vart, why you don't say esay doicha loisase, he says, because it's not be'idna. He says, because the essay, you're only mekayim by the gemar bia and the avera of Loisiya Kadesha, of the chetzi eved. The avera is already by the haroah, by the tchilas bia. That's the lashon of Tosis. It's not be'idna, because the avera you already have, b'haroah, b'tchilas bia, b'hamitzvah eini elo b'gemar bia. Fretim and cheschinach, l'shitosoy. The mitzvah is by the gemar bia. The mitzvah is not till 9 months later, by the latest haben. It's klor, it's mavur, and toisus taka, not like the Minchas Chinuch, like the other gang we were saying, that the mitzvah is taka with the maisa bia. Nor lachals, it's not be'idna for the gedorim of esed echaloisa say, it's not ois gehalten because the aveir is by the tchilas bia, and the kiyam ha-mitzvah is only by the gemar bia. That's a yidiya gedorim, the toisus is, he's matmiya on it, the Minchas Chinuch, because it's not like his shita. But we said there's another gang in the sugi. That noise though, bechlal, of that the chetzi yavet, chetzi ben choyrin, should be able to not be stuck and not be able to have children because he's able to be Mekayim. What Ezra the Chaloyse is a noise farzich be'ezer Hashem, we'll see in the Hemshech of the Shirim.